Ladies and gentlemen, buckle up for the sex. It's the Apropos of Nothing podcast.
With your hosts,
Salsa.
James.
You forgot how this works, didn't you?
What?
And Jenna. That was a really pregnant
pause. Yeah, there was
pause.
Like a, huh?
That pause was like 12 months pregnant.
Oh.
What? Mm.
That, yeah.
Also, wait.
Okay.
Mm.
Ooh.
It was very pregnant.
That was...
He's a good man and thorough.
All right. Maybe it was only about 7 months along.
I disagree.
I mean, it was still too late to... Oh God!
I mean, I'm still not gonna. I'm not gonna ask that pause if it's pregnant because I still feel like it's rude.
I still don't feel like that was a pregnant pause, but you
it
are felt, both apparently you both feel that
pregnant.
It was so apparently it was a longer pause than I realized.
I mean,
so I've done something stupid,
cool,
and you've done something smart.
Who are you talking to?
You, Salsa.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm already confused.
Yeah, as am I.
Yeah.
Right?
He was looking at me, but he said it's like,
last,
you did something smart.
Last recording,
your...
we talked about whether or not Malort would mix well with Dr. Pepper.
Yep.
And
because it was said...
I have taken many plunges this year.
For science.
I have... Dr. Pepper. Oh God, it smells bad. It doesn't even. It's not. It doesn't even.
Really, it doesn't even mask it.
No, here. Don't get too close, man. It just smells awful.
You know what? There is definitely a chlorine swimming pool smell coming out of that can.
It's like when you accidentally mix two kinds of cleaner that don't go together.
Ooh, yeah, it's like if you've ever gotten to a hotel swimming pool with a little too much chlorine, that's kind of what it smells like.
Well, anyway, now I'm real excited.
Yeah, okay. How oh God.
Has Dr. Pepper succeeded?
It?
Has
to get
Dr.
It passed?
Pepper done its job?
Okay, it doesn't have to be great. Is it better?
Oh, it's so much better.
Dr. Okay. Pepper wins again!
Victory! Because that's the claim. Dr. Pepper makes everything better.
Yep.
Yeah.
It doesn't necessarily make it great.
No, this is not good by any means. No.
Okay.
But it is now drinkable.
Well, there's like a curiosity to it instead of a horror.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I accept a curiosity.
It's like a wax museum instead of somebody's like,
right,
human head collection.
But like with the Akavit that we had years ago, it made it good enough so that Matt didn't have to throw it away, which is really the important thing here. Would you be able to finish the bottle? Without having to throw it away.
Of Malort?
Yeah. Not in like one sitting, obviously.
Of Malort?
Not in one sitting, obviously, but like over time. If it was watered down with Dr. Pepper.
I don't know.
It's not watered down.
I may
it's
not.
Dr. Peppered
Dr.
Pe- down.
Dr. Pe-
I may
Dr.
not.
Dr. Peppered up.
Yeah, there you go.
I may sell this as a hair-growing tonic, but I don't... I don't know that... oh, God. All right. So, it's not good.
Okay.
I don't know that I would ever...
Recommend
I will
it.
Never purposely mix this for myself out of anything but spite.
But Dr. Pepper has helped.
It has.
Okay.
Yeah.
That is a qualified success for Dr. Pepper.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like overdone barbecue instead of roadkill, like a mouth of full of week long.
I feel like your metaphors are not getting any better.
No, it's the Malort talking. I
think if we just leave it at improved but not good.
Yeah. If I was a thinking man, I would have mixed this a little bit. Of this in a separate glass instead of fucking up the whole can.
Well, I'm going to just take my glass of this.
Yeah, why don't you talk about this smart thing that you've done?
I've got a bottle of something. Where's the bottle?
Well, the bottle is over here.
Well, that doesn't very help. Not very helpful.
You know, I often forget.
Got a drink that we have had on the show before, but I apparently have had this bottle in my fridge for God knows how long. We are drinking New Glarus, because amazing. We are drinking New Glarus Serendipity, which is their Happy Accident Fruit Ale. It is their ale brewed with apples, cherries, and cranberries. And it is...
It smells good.
Always, always a winner in my
I mean, world. Not at the moment, because I'm kind of stewing it in my own gravy right now.
I like this one a lot. which is why I bought a whole fucking 750 of it.
All right.
Oh, wow, that is good.
I mean...
So good.
I think what I'm remembering about this is that I couldn't really taste much of the hops.
Yeah.
But it's still not... It's still a bit puckery for me.
Okay. It is a sour cherry flavor to it.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, I'll let somebody who enjoys that more God. Have it.
Oh, fuck. I was too slow on the draw.
Yep, you were.
Oh, shit. All
right. Yeah,
you could have poured that half. That's fine.
I could have.
You're fine.
You're right. I could have.
Yeah.
I'll be over here with my... What is a Malort and Dr. Pepper?
Evil. Dr. Death.
Dr. Doom?
No.
Dr. Death is pretty good. Dr. Evil is... It's all right.
No.
That would have been a more poignant reference, I think, 20 years ago.
Hey, I was sick.
Yeah.
Did you guys miss me? I'm sure you did.
I mean, I did.
Although, I think Jake was a wonderful last-minute replacement.
Oh, yeah, they super are.
They laughed at all of the points that I was laughing when I was listening. I'm like, ha-ha, all right, victory.
Yeah, no, that was a fantastic episode.
So, yes, I can be replaced.
Clicked in the bottom.
No. James. Oh, honey.
Okay, go on.
Oh. So, yeah, I felt real bad last week, but not as bad as the expression that you just made on your face. So, I'm going to go with a win. No.
Evil son of a bitch.
So this is for, I know we don't have a lot of moms that listen, but we have a few. I was cramping so bad. They felt like labor pains. Not like delivery, but like the labor when your body is like starting to shift and readjust and get everything going. Yeah. Like that is... And it felt so much like it. I'm like, what the hell? I know I'm not pregnant. Fuck. And I was like, and this was during my period. So I'm like, well, that's unfortunate. I might need to go see somebody about that. And then after a few days of that, like I was puking and I'm like, ow. Ow. All right. Well, guess I'm sick. So.
Yeah. Going around.
Yeah. And then, yeah, a few days after that, started to feel better. I really didn't get my head back until Friday. Like, the entire week was just a wash. I messed up on, like, things that I was doing for work, which sucked because I was like, I forgot to do the thing. This is why this process should be automated, not me doing the thing. You know, stuff like that. So, but yeah, then Friday hit and I had awareness. I could brain things.
Yeah.
You guys, you have no idea how much you forget to appreciate your brain until you don't have it. Like that first day back, I'm like, oh, yes, I love you. Don't ever leave me. It's going to.
I can see clearly now the rain is gone.
The flu is gone?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can see all obstacles that are die laughing in front of me. That's die laughing. God. It's coming. It's all die laughing. It's all die laughing.
Yeah, I am. I am on the computer, so sometimes our listeners can tell when I'm mildly distracted. I'm doing die laughing work as work. That's just. I'm sorry.
It's justified. We need it.
It has actually reached the point where my wife. We had a conversation. And I use conversation with capital C. We had a conversation where she was like, I actually don't mind die laughing that much. Mm-hmm. Like, I get it. I understand it. I also don't really mind all the work you do leading up to it.
Mm.
What I mind is when we're having dinner or something like that, or when we're trying to have a conversation, and suddenly you grab your phone and start typing because you're dealing with something.
Right.
I just hate that in general.
And it's like and she's absolutely right. She's 100% right. That is incredibly rude of me. I have been trying to quell that. But for the while there, it was just conversations happening all the fucking time.
Right.
And it's just like, you're either getting questions or you're getting, you know, emails about a show you're in, or you're getting a text about the hosting, or you're getting a message about, you know, an act's tech needs, or, you know, something is always happening. And like I said, she's absolutely right. I have been trying to make it more of a get everything done in a chunk of time, as opposed to just constantly that constant stream. But yeah, it was it just doesn't stop. Yep.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. I was having a conversation with a partner and then like stopped. And I was like, fuck. I gotta get on a laptop and fix some shit. Yep.
Sorry. That's the thing that I like about my boyfriend. He's all like, no, I get it. You're doing your thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like, you know, we have like children or shared responsibilities that I need your focus for. I'll just...
Sure.
I'll be right here. Would you like some more coffee? Like, oh, God, you're sweet. Okay.
That sounds... amazing.
Yeah, it's wonderful. It's delightful.
I don't want it to sound like my wife is not supportive or anything.
Oh,
like
no.
But
she does need you to be a partner in your marriage.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Understandable. But yeah, no, it's been quite busy, as you can probably imagine, dear listener.
Mm.
But we're getting closer. We're getting closer.
Ever closer.
Mm-hmm. But before that... But before that, this coming weekend is my Pi Day party.
Yeah!
Yeah.
Now, Pi Day itself has actually come and gone, but just due to scheduling and stuff like that, my party, which I hold annually, as you already know, is coming up this coming weekend, and man, is it... I'm getting so ready. Like, my kids have started getting in on it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, my kids are going, I want to make this kind of pie. Like, my daughter actually came to me a few days ago and was like, I want to make a granola bar pie. And I was like,
whoa.
We can do that.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Holy shit, that sounds fantastic.
So we did. She is going to make a granola bar pie for Die Laughing.
She's a genius.
Isn't she, though?
Nice.
Yes.
You know, and, you know, so we've got, like, Asher has a pie he wants to make, and Lilibeth has a pie she wants to make, and I'm making a couple pies, and my wife is making a couple pies, and I've already had a bunch of pie conversations with various friends, and it's, I'm really excited. It's gonna be good.
Yay!
One thing I do want to mention, though, when we're talking about what we've been up to, was this last weekend.
I was just gonna say, I do have 3 pies. Possibly 4.
Oh, shit.
Excellent. I'm looking forward to
it. And yeah, Joe and I are going to make those the night before, so it'll be exciting.
We'll have the gluten-free section over as normal.
I'm only doing the one. I'm doing the one allergen-free pumpkin pie.
Okay.
So good, though.
Because it's really good, and it's really easy, and it makes a variety of people happy that could not otherwise have pie.
My kids are looking forward to pumpkin pie. They were quite upset with me. On actual pie day...
Mm-hmm.
Our basement flooded.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I was like trying to do my job and every so often stepping away from my desk to mop my basement and, you know, make sure the drain was working and shop back up anything that wasn't. And it was a hellish day. And so by the time like my wife got home and we had dinner and stuff, I was like, I'm going to the store to get a fucking pie. Because it's Pi Day today.
Right.
Yeah.
And I got there and they only had a couple left.
Aw.
Fuck.
And I got...
Which makes sense.
Yeah, I got a blueberry pie. I like blueberry pie.
Yeah.
But I got it home and my kids went, oh. Like, they were just disappointed.
Oh, God.
I got in and Lilibus was like, did you get a pumpkin pie? And I was like, no, I got a blueberry pie. She's like, oh. So I think... my kids are really going to be looking forward to your pumpkin pie.
Oh, God. Well, we need to make sure there's enough for those that need it. But
but anyway, this last weekend, what I've been up to. Some of you may or may not be aware of this, but Minnesota has a professional women's hockey team.
I do know about this.
I read about this.
I feel like I've heard about this team specifically.
Indeed.
On a podcast or around a podcast.
That's weird.
near
possibly
podcast adjacent somehow.
Yeah. Podcast adjacent. I like that.
But the Minnesota has a professional women's hockey team mm-hmm. called the Minnesota Whitecaps. Mm-hmm. And their version of the Stanley Cup is the Isabel Cup. And this year was the Minnesota Whitecaps' first year as a thing. Like, there's been four teams for a few years, and the Whitecaps are the first expansion team.
Okay.
And so this is their first year in existence.
Mm-hmm.
And they fucking won the Isabel Cup.
Yeah.
God, it was so much fun to watch. That was
a bona fide squee, right?
It was serious squee. It went to overtime.
Oh,
it was amazing.
God.
I'm watching with my daughter, who has her favorite player because she met her.
Oh, yeah.
Like her school had this thing where, like, a couple Wild players and one of the Whitecaps players, like, was at her school.
That's fucking awesome.
I know, right?
Brilliant.
And she met, you know, one of the Hannah Brandt, who is one of the Whitecaps players. She met her, and she's like, that's her favorite fucking player. And so in like the semifinals, when Hannah Brandt scored two goals, my daughter is losing her mind. You know, it was so much fun. But yeah, we are the champions, number one. We're number one. So anyway, just wanted to mention that because that's what I did with my daughter this weekend, is watch that. And had a good time.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's fucking fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
What about you?
Me?
You, the royal you.
I mean,
anyone.
I'm a canary.
Yeah, what does that even mean?
I don't know what it means. I don't know. Like, I'm guessing that I just talk a lot of nonsense or something. I don't know.
You're small and yellow?
I mean, that's racist. No, I fellow listeners, I posted a meme to an AOC progressives group on Facebook that is about the headline, the latest headline, or one of the latest headlines,
mm-hmm.
That is, AOC is underwater with every group except women, non-whites, and 18 to 34-year-olds. Everyone except
just them. That's all.
Women, non-whites, and 18 to 34-year-olds. And the meme itself takes that headline, restates that headline, and then has a little chart with columns and rows, mm-hmm. and one of the columns is white women, and one of the columns is women of color, and one of the columns is white men, and one of the columns is men of color. And then there's two rows, which is 18 to 34 and 35 and up. And lo and behold, this creates eight cells, seven of which are checkmarked as exceptions, and one of which, labeled old white men, is marked as everybody. So I post this an Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez progressives group on Facebook. And there were a lot of old white men that took exception to this. Like, a lot of them were just like, yeah, but not me. I'm an old white man, and I love AOC. I'm like, that's cool, buddy. Keep on keeping on.
Yep.
Hashtag not all men.
Right, basically. Which, fine. I'm not going to sit there and be like,
yeah.
This isn't about you, buddy. But one guy got particularly upset at this meme and decided to call me out for stereotyping. I don't think he understands.
Very much not.
Like, I think he's taking it as AOC is for everybody except for old white men.
No.
As opposed to, this is a mockery of a headline from Fox that was obviously twisted to make AOC look underwanted, right?
Right.
Yeah, so he started posting on other people's comments and all this other stuff. And, like, I responded to his comment. I'm like, buddy? Like, do you not get the thing? Like, no? He's like, And he was like, no, this is stereotyping, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, okay, this is a headline from Fox News.
Right.
Yeah.
And the meme is an illustration of how ridiculous that headline is. I don't know what else to tell you. Like, I don't know how to further explain the joke here, but...
Right. This is literally a graph of Fox's headline.
I'm not... Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not against old white dudes. I'm not editorializing. Right. So I'm like, I don't know what to tell you. And he's like... Yeah. Maybe you should just stop talking then.
Oh, and I was like, shit.
So I just responded with, cool. And he was like, I mean, right now. And I was like, okay. I was just like, I was waiting for the next one.
Yep.
Because it was going to be like, sure. Yeah. Or something like
waiting
that.
Waiting for the third shoe to drop.
Oh, sure. God. It would have been great comedy. But anyway. And then in one of the other comments... somebody else had said something about stereotyping. He was like, yeah, go see what I said to the canary up there. And I'm like,
the what?
Canary? I know I'm supposed to be offended, but I'm not sure how. Like, canaries are great. I love canaries. Canaries will stick their necks out and go down old, like, mining shafts and suss out toxic people and places.
Ooh.
Oh. That one wasn't mine. Like that was another friend of mine that had said, so you go, you're able to locate toxic locales and avoid them. Yeah. And I'm like,
huh?
Yeah, yeah, I like that. So yeah, and so I did a bunch of searching on the internet for any mention of canary as an insult or as a term.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I got nothing. I don't know, you guys.
Mm.
I'm highly offended. I'm a canary. I've just...
Oh. Did you find something?
I went to Urban Dictionary and looked up canary. Top definition, someone that you let go first to make sure something is safe, usually in video games.
Huh.
Second one, Australian slang for a defective vehicle sticker.
Yep, that's me.
Right. Third one, person usually of thin build who wears skinny jeans.
Huh, accurate.
Not as thin as I used to be. Fourth one. But...
Fourth definition on Urban Dictionary for a canary.
All right.
Yeah.
A word or term to define an individual who seeks young black males for companionship.
Gentlemen.
What? But you're stereotyping?
Yes, I'm stereotyping. I'm stereotyping old white men.
Wow.
Apparently, by graphing out something Fox said.
Yep, that's me. So I have since changed my profile picture to that of a canary.
Oh, that's brilliant.
So that anytime somebody references me in that thread, they know exactly who he's talking about.
That's so fucking good.
Yeah.
I'm
just like... Canary?
What?
Really?
It's like saying every day of the week is unpopular except Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Like, that's...
Yeah.
Except the weekend.
Yeah.
And also the beginning and end of the work week.
Right. And the middle, too.
And Wednesday.
Like...
And Taco Tuesday.
Yeah,
okay, it's Thursdays. Okay. Nobody likes Thursdays. Those are bar specials. Okay, everyone likes Thursdays, but all the other days suck.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
I don't...
You're such a canary. Huh.
Yeah.
Wow.
So this is my new favorite insult. And I'm owning this one, guys.
Yeah.
I am such a canary.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it's just somebody that's like chirping away, speaking nonsense or something. Like, that would be my best interpretation of it.
I have no clue.
I don't care. I'm delighted.
Well, you should be.
I am so happy right now.
That's delightful.
Maybe they misspelled cannery?
Maybe it's an autocorrect from tannery? Like you smell bad?
I mean, he's not wrong. I've had a little bit of the winter blues lately, not going to lie.
Huh. I Fucking, I can't.
It did chart it, though.
I'm so confused.
That's okay. Yeah.
I honestly.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
I got nothing.
So anyway, listeners, if you have a delightful definition for the word canary as an insult.
I'm real curious.
I would love for you to post that one on Facebook once we get this one up.
I can almost guarantee we're going to see this in a Fast Five in like a year.
Oh my God. I am, yeah.
I mean, you said it, so it will.
Well, Stephen Senpai is setting a reminder now.
I'm a canary.
We're gonna get one that's just all five questions are gonna be canary or cannery.
Oh god.
Coinery or yeah. Good.
Anyway. What you been up to, James?
He's not a canary.
Last weekend I did so much stuff.
Oh,
holy
yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah, you did a lot of stuff, but you're certainly no canary.
Right.
We can't all be that great. But one of the things that I saw was a show called Foul Play, an Agatha Christie improvised murder mystery, put on at Huge Theater with the delightful and extraordinarily talented Brianna Cecile, and also a ton of people that I've worked with and a ton of people that I haven't. They're all real fucking great, though. Yeah. They got the tone of it absolutely perfect. It looked like I was watching Mystery on PBS, but it was also
with Edward Gorey
incredibly funny. Yes, like every moment, every beat was perfect, and even their accents were great. Even where they weren't perfect, it became a joke.
Awesome.
It was so fucking good. It was so good. I wholeheartedly recommend it. Tickets are inexpensive and worthwhile. And Huge is doing amazing work. So fucking go see that. See the show after it. See every show. But like, as a fan of Poirot and Miss Fisher's murder mysteries and, you know, like everything of that ilk, this was completely perfect. I feel like this checks so many boxes of things that I enjoy. Mm. So, yeah.
Including boxes of checks.
Mmm.
I like Chex Mix.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was going to say.
I Chex hate Mix. Chex Mix.
Really?
I do. I love Chex, but I think it's like the Worcestershire in.
Have you ever tried washing it down with a refreshing Coke Zero?
I have not.
That sounds awful.
No, but it's like the Worcestershire sauce or Worcester sauce or however it's supposed to be pronounced.
Worcestershire?
Worcestershire sauce.
Worcestershire.
I just say Worcestershire, which is probably incorrect. I think it's just Worcester sauce something.
Either way, like something about that mixed with the like salty and the sugary and stuff like that like doesn't sit well with me.
Sugary.
What was it like the Chex?
Huh.
It's not like sugar sweet, but like the sweetness.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Kind of that savory sweetness of grains.
Hmm. See, all of the pre-made Chex Mix is fine. It's fine. It's good. I enjoy it. But my parents and my sister used to make Chex Mix that was
homemade.
Fucking astounding. Mm. Because they would mix in Gardettos.
See, I also don't like those.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, then there's
what
no help for you.
Are those the little chips?
Like the Rye Crisps and little... Yeah.
Nope. I'm with salsa on this one. I just like those greatly. I also don't like croutons, so...
Yeah, they're like the...
Crunchy bread just...
The puffy, like, pretzel-y things.
No,
I don't like them.
I love it.
Well, that's fine. I'm not blaming anyone who does. I'm just saying me personally, it doesn't...
But they,
damn you, James.
They would mix in addition to Worcestershire sauce. They would mix in different spices and things like a little bit of cayenne so that it's got kick and pepper and stuff. Yeah, it was fucking great. This was exactly the right show though. It was exactly what I hoped it would be and more. This last weekend was also a blur because I was preparing for this thing that's coming up.
I don't understand.
50 hours or something?
I have no idea.
I got nothing.
Weird, right? Yeah. I have written the two stand-up routines that, and I'm refining them and practicing them for different Die Laughing shows, one of which is the ASMR Comedy Hour.
Oh, God.
And...
Now, what is ASMR?
It's... short version of it is that it is people using sound to give you goosebumps.
Okay.
So, like, people whispering into microphones using their voice in a particular way.
So you're
going to
be, like,
sound.
Scratching balloons or something like that? Fingers on chalkboards?
I have different plans.
Okay.
No, and it's not sounds that are unpleasant. It is very particularly, like, tingly, pleasant sounds. Like, some people enjoy the sound of vegetables being cut very slowly. And so there are YouTube... I don't know...
No, there are YouTube videos.
I am not
YouTube
here
ASMR.
To yuck their yum. I don't understand it. I don't dislike it, but...
No, I'm not trying to yuck anyone's yum. I'm just...
Yeah.
I'm not at all familiar with this at all.
It's just like a deep enjoyment and savoring of sounds, very specifically quiet sounds or sounds that you wouldn't usually get to enjoy.
Like crickets chirping on a quiet night?
Different from that.
I looked it up because, of course, I did.
Yeah.
Autonomous sensory meridian response is an experience characterized by a static-like or tingling sensation on the skin that typically begins on the scalp and moves down the back of the neck and upper spine. It has been compared with auditory tactile synesthesia and may overlap with frisson.
Yeah.
Is this like when you get chills down your spine?
Yeah.
I get that from listening to music.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like if I'm listening to classical music, like Bach or something
and
like that,
when,
I will get
when
that
it
tingle
lines
down
up perfectly
spine.
And you get...
you get
like
that chill down your spine
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Or
yeah.
Like I can give myself goosebumps by thinking about bagpipes. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, this makes sense now.
Yeah. So a whole bunch of people, there's kind of a phenomenon around it right now.
Yeah.
Okay. Where a bunch of people have made YouTube videos or sound files or whatever with things that are supposed to induce this in a relaxing manner.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
So.
Like the sound of... somebody swirling water in a glass or something. The sound of somebody stirring coffee. Sound of... Yeah, like...
I just... This name had popped up as this ASMR thing, and I was like, I don't know what this...
The
is
sound
this supposed
of
to be something that people know about?
Someone brushing their hair.
Like, people know about things that I
no,
don't know
it's,
about.
And all of those are things that I'm like, I don't understand, because you're just describing noises that none of those connect with me.
Yeah.
But these videos are people doing those things because it does connect with some people. It's like... It's like audiosensory porn.
Yeah.
Everybody's got a different flavor
for
it. Like I said, it was just clearly other people who were like aware of a thing, and I was like, I don't know what
this
is.
No, and that's okay.
So,
yeah.
That's all I was asking what
no worries.
Was. Anyway, you're doing a thing.
So, yes, I've figured out my my thing for that, and I will tell you about it on the break, but I'm deeply, stupidly excited
about
it.
You're going to lull people in and then suddenly rub a balloon, aren't you?
No. No,
because that would be funny.
I have different plans. Much dumber than that.
Awesome.
Okay, and then a stand-up set that I actually, because I don't usually do stand-up sets that involve a lot of political or like I don't usually
sensitive
talk about
material.
Stuff that's outside of myself or my family.
Mm-hmm.
And this one. It very definitely is, to the point where I contacted a friend and asked them, like...
If it was okay.
Well, no one person can give you permission to talk for a group. But
no, but people... I'll give you a platform, apparently.
Fucking canary. The person that I was talking to basically said, well, you know, while you're discussing this, it's good to keep this in mind and it's good to think about these things, which is exactly why I was asking them about it.
Mm-hmm. I'm checking in. Yeah, I get it.
Yeah. Because it's good to ask. And I'm kind of fucking excited about it because people that I've talked to about little snippets of this have said, like, that's funny. That's because they're also comedians.
Right.
They don't laugh. They just go, that's funny.
Yep, I get
yeah.
it.
So I have to assemble it into something that's functional, but I'm kind of excited about it. I also finished writing my erotic fan fiction.
God.
And it's god awful. Like it, I want to say it's probably as bad as anything I've ever written. And I am going to delight
in making people squirm
in reading this. Also, we have newcomers to the erotic fan fiction game show. Oh, we have people god. Who've never done it before.
Yeah. That's-
And based on who it is that has taken up the mantle, like, I would be excited to see new people doing this anyway. But especially, I am doubly pumped to see this done by brand new people who are these folks. Because the people who have taken up this mantle are super fucking talented. Very funny. So, I'm going to be outclassed immediately, and I am absolutely looking forward to it. Yeah.
Awesome.
So.
Should we take a break?
I would feel okay taking a break. Jenna?
Sure. All right. I'm down with that.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, Brandon Patton was kind enough to give us the music for this episode and every episode. You can see what he's up to at brandonpatton.com. You can also subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, but especially you can help us out by rating our show. Check out our merch. You can go to society6.com/AON podcast.
Now I have... stuck in my head.
And we're back. I'm Salsa.
I fucking watched him do it, and I was just... Oh, so pleased. I'm James.
I'm Jenna.
You actually caught me off guard with that when I was just about to start talking when you did that. And I was like, yep, keeping this. Anyway, we're back, like I said, and James has...
Yeah, something else happened to
something
me.
Something has happened
recently
to him.
Were you called a canary?
No.
No.
James will never be canary.
Oh. No.
James can try, but he'll never be a
no,
canary.
No, I'd probably be called like a... Kakapo or something.
An emu.
Kakapo?
Yeah, it's an overweight parrot from
oh.
an island adjacent to New Zealand that can't,
not a cockatiel,
can't fly.
Though.
No, different.
It's a kakapo. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're almost extinct.
Oh. Yeah.
It's like a papagaio.
Yeah,
are you about to die?
I mean, we all are. Someday. Someday, you know.
I mean, if he keeps making puns the way he does.
I mean, there's
That's
also
true.
That.
Oh my god.
So,
gonna just hold on to this trophy?
Stroking it gently.
Jenna didn't kill. Today.
So
far.
So somebody hit my fucking car and drove off again.
Well, that's dickish.
The nice thing is
Have
that.
Have you tried matching the dent in your car to the dent in my car?
Was it Tim Wick?
Oh God!
That's a good question.
Were you rear end? Let's go with that.
No.
Okay,
the first time that year ago, immediately after the Fearless party, while it was parked overnight outside my house, somebody hit the front driver's side, the left fender, just over the wheel.
Mm.
This time though, they hit the front driver's side fender just over the wheel.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So it was the same person.
I don't.
Who has come back a year later?
They have come back to finish the job.
Their revenge. The weird thing It was in my driveway at the time this year. So I think somebody pulled into the driveway to turn around, hit my car.
And just didn't see it or something?
And just fuck. Well, it is a small car. But
are you sure
it
isn't haunted?
The car?
Yeah, because now every year on the anniversary of that happening.
Maybe. Get a dent. This might be. That could be a thing.
I think that's a thing. It's totally a thing.
I mean, it's covered in mirrors, too, which I've heard is terrible.
There you go.
So, yeah. I actually have like a weird.
You know what it is?
You know what it is?
There hasn't been enough road salt this year to keep the spirits away from your car.
Oh, that's. Okay, so two things. One, I do actually have like a legitimate fear of mirrors in the dark.
Okay.
The knowledge that they are there, for some reason, I can't get over being very slightly freaked out about it because when I was a child, I had that thought that it was, you know, a doorway instead of a mirror.
Oh,
and like I know up front, like logical brain is like you can't accidentally walk through it, but I have that like weird quiet
fear in the
back of my head that's like you're gonna accidentally walk through it and get stuck on
the
other side.
No, that's the problem, is you can walk through mirrors, but whenever you try, your mirror self and you always bonk heads.
I wrote a story about that. It was a lot nicer than that, though.
If you could just figure out a way to unsync yourself with your other self, you can walk through mirrors.
Uh-huh.
But you never do, because you just keep bumping into yourself.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
So, there's that. But then the other thing is, somebody trapped a driverless car with a salt circle. Have you seen this?
No, what? But it makes sense.
Yeah, somebody, because
the camera's looking for the white line.
Yeah, well, the camera is looking for a white line, and it's willing to cross a white line as long as the white line is checked on that side. So the outside has the checked line around it, the dotted line, and then the inside is the solid line, so it drove into the circle because it can. But it couldn't leave because the line is solid.
That's awesome.
So they used what they called no entry glyphs to trap.
Man, this even sounds mystic.
This is, oh my god.
To trap a driverless car. And it's an art piece, but that's fucking funny and amazing
That is the definition of technology advanced enough is indistinguishable from magic.
Right.
Like, that is the definition right there.
Yeah.
And I think I think it's that car that keeps hitting mine.
Makes total sense. It was so angry about being trapped in the salt circle that now it's coming back to haunt your car every year on the anniversary of it hitting its first time around.
I think so.
Makes perfect sense. Yeah. This is a flawless hypothesis.
I need to exercise the...
No, you've already lost me.
Yeah. Was it the word exercise?
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense. I need to hockey something...
Oh, yeah, now I'm in. Let's do it.
All right, okay, good.
Oh, God.
I had a conversation with somebody today who didn't remember the cartoon Bobby's World.
I don't remember the cartoon Bobby's World.
Howie Mandel.
I mean, sure.
Had a cartoon called Bobby's World where he was Bobby's dad and also Bobby, like this like 3-year-old kid. But what I loved about it was Bobby's mom had the world's thickest Midwestern accent, where like that's where I get the word criminitly. She's like, oh, criminitly Bobby, oh, why are you doing that?
Bobby's World.
Yeah, that's, and I got Bobby's Auto World.
Not ringing a bell.
Yeah,
I'm looking
at it. So now you're talking to two more people.
All right, that's weird. I thought it was a much more common thing.
No.
That is my mistake.
That is a you thing.
Yeah. So, I don't know what I'm going to do about my car being hit, though.
It ran from 90 to 98, so it might have been after
Oh, we're old.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean,
you're my age, you assholes.
Oh, I'm old.
Yeah.
I watched cartoons with my older siblings, so I didn't see the cartoons of my peers.
Yeah, gotcha. Steve and I watched like Sailor Moon.
I did too.
Like, yeah. We didn't. Yeah, and that was. Yeah. That's no.
All right. No, I just got this fixed, but last time they only hit the fender. This time they hit and dented also the bumper.
So it's like, so worse like every year.
Went across from one. Like they hit this time they hit where it joins the two pieces and the two fairings, and I'm
so
like,
they hit that joint.
Yeah, and they didn't pass.
No, they did pass. That's the problem.
Oh yeah, well, there is that.
It's a ghost that is slowly practicing having an incorporeal form. It's like, whoa, no, okay, got it now.
I was trying to think of some combination of parallel parking and poltergeist, and it's not coming to me.
That was very alliterative.
Yeah. And that's why. Like, I felt like
parallel poltergeisting?
Yeah. It's a ghost from a parallel parking dimension?
No. Get out.
No, yep.
Get just.
All right.
Just, okay. you can stick around if you give me booze.
Oh, yeah, I can do that. So here. So, no, but auto insurance has a deductible, like an enormous deductible, like medical insurance, but it does not have a deductible that you eventually reach with, like, over time.
Yeah.
Adding up between.
It's per accident,
right.
Not over the course of a year or whatever.
Yeah. So it's different from medical insurance. And this means that as long as the person hitting me does less than my deductible, I will always have to pay for it in full. And it fucking sucks. Ugh.
Yep.
How many enemies have you made? Like, can you narrow the list down? Or
I don't think any.
Also, insurance is really dumb.
Insurance is kind of awful.
It's fucking terrible.
But in this case, like, the difficult part for me is that I have to have it, but also and it's good if something catastrophic happens.
No, absolutely.
But,
like, insurance as a concept,
yeah,
total sense. Its implementation,
yeah,
fucking terrible.
I have paid way more for my insurance in the last 2 years for this vehicle than the cost of the repairs combined.
Yep.
I've paid,
but you gotta have it,
thousands of dollars in insurance, but I'm paying hundreds to get this. So it's that thousands plus the hundreds, because they don't fucking care. They're not gonna, and even if it was, you know, up to my deductible, I would be paying even more, and then they would like kick in the
final hundred,
the 12 bucks. Yeah, like. The tax, they would
begrudge you that.
Yeah.
Anyway,
you're like, wow, that was a really great $500 steak dinner. I'll get the tip.
Yeah.
Like, nah.
To be fair, out of a $500 steak dinner,
that's like,
pretty,
I'll pay for
tip.
The straw.
Yeah.
Anyway, you were saying before we got off.
So I don't know what I'm gonna do, and like leaving it makes me sad.
Well, clearly, what you need to do is put a big salt circle around it next year.
Oh, there's that. Yeah.
So that the, you know, self-driving car doesn't damage your fender even more.
Yeah. But then my car might get confused.
Is your car self-driving?
I drive myself in that car.
But your car isn't self-driving.
No.
Well, then you have
no, we're a partnership.
From the salt circle, except it's slowly eroding your car's body away.
That would actually make me pretty sad. I love my tiny car.
Yeah.
So, there's that.
Yeah.
I mean, it's definitely not eroding my car's body any faster than being hit every fucking year, but that's...
It's a slow process.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it feels like somebody's playing fucking Battleship with my car, and they're just trying to find the carrier.
I'm telling you, your car is being hit slowly in another dimension that only appears on one day. And every year, the impact will be further and further and further.
That's awful.
It's science fiction, bitch, and it's amazing. That sounds like an amazing story. Are you kidding?
I want you to flesh that out. Write it. I mean...
Also, yeah, I was going to say, why do people have more of a problem with the word moist than the word flesh? Flesh is kind of a gross word.
Is it?
I love the word flesh.
Like, I use the word flesh.
I love eating flesh.
But... See, it's also kind of a gross fucking word.
Really?
It's got all the earmarks of grossness that moist has.
Does it?
I think so.
I don't know that I agree with you on this one.
Huh.
Like eating the flesh of the beast.
Ah, yes, bring it.
Why does it sound gross when you say it?
I don't
Maybe
know.
Maybe this is the problem I'm having, is that Salsa's saying it.
Oh.
Give me a piece of roast beef, and I'm happy.
Roast beef is not a gross word. It actually sounds a little gross when you say it. Again, huh?
That's what flesh of the beast is.
When you say it, it's like the part of the Eagles song that's supposed to make you uncomfortable. I don't know. So,
what?
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on anymore.
I have no clue what that was about.
They stab it with their steely knives, but they just can't kill the beast.
Is that supposed to make me uncomfortable?
I don't know why, but it makes me uncomfortable.
Oh, it's kind of like weird. The word flesh.
Or moist.
See, it's not weird when Jenna says it. It is weird when you say it. I don't...
Wait, when I say flesh or when I say moist?
Yes.
Okay. What about when Salsa says moist?
I feel like this is another one of those just James... things that we just need to move on.
Mm. Or we could talk about to death. I'm sure our listeners would love
I've made
that.
Peace with that.
God damn it.
It's also gross when Salsa says peace.
What the fuck? No, okay,
I'm fucking joking.
No, now you're wrong. I will almost always agree with you making fun of Salsa, but
so what would
in
be
this instance, you were not correct.
So what would be the symbolism of that? So it's not the S. Okay. We may establish that.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. Let's not spend the next half an hour trying to figure out.
It was your idea.
You did offer that he could talk about it to death, which I feel was foolish.
Which is what happens when you stab it with your steely knives.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
But you just can't kill the beast.
Not the fucking Eagles, man. Not the fucking Eagles.
I have
Last
no idea what
just
happened.
No. In the Big Lebowski,
not that. That's not what I
okay.
Here.
Do do do
do
do do do do. You need to know that in my head, that is always happening. It's just like the part of the Warner Brothers cartoon that shows the factory and just like nonsense happening.
I believe this.
And sometimes stuff drops off the conveyor belt, and that's what comes out of my mouth.
I think we're going to take a break. If you guys like what you heard, you can visit us on our website at aonpodcast.com. If you want to talk to us directly, you can send us an email at either Jenna, Salsa, or James at aonpodcast.com, or collectively at feedback@aonpodcast.com.
Everybody, you should like us on Facebook, apropos of nothing. You could follow us on Twitter at AON Podcast, or you could join our Steam group at AON Podcast. Search for apropos of nothing.
And we're back.
Not believe it.
I am Salsa.
I'm James.
I'm Jenna, and I'm eating a muffin.
Fucking kiss and tell.
Now we've got listeners. What the fuck did they say right before they went back on?
Talking about
muffin eating.
You know what goes really well with muffins?
Ooh. Coffee.
Oh.
Very good, James. Yeah. James has been doing his homework.
Mm-hmm.
And James, pop quiz time. If I were to get some... Okay.
Math question.
Okay. Yeah.
If you have to travel 45 minutes to get to work...
Uh-huh.
And work starts at 8 a.m.
Uh-huh.
And your alarm clock goes off at 7 a.m. How many cups of coffee will you consume before you leave the house?
I'm bringing the seventh cup with me in a to-go mug.
Ooh, yeah.
Yes, six.
Good, very good.
Six that before I leave the house.
That is correct. And what kind of coffee is that, James?
Oh, it's Tree Stone coffee.
Very good.
The best coffee.
James gets an A for today. So tell us more. Show your work.
If you enjoy the best coffee, you should get it from the best people. The people who make the best coffee, True Stone Coffee, by going to truestonecoffee.com. Pull up an order, put your feet up, set your laptop on your lap, shop through their wonderful selection of swag, drinkware, and delicious, perfectly roasted beans, and then have it delivered to your door. And if you would like to save 10% off of your order.
You know the great thing about 10% is you just move the decimal point.
Uh-huh.
10%.
If you would like to save 10% off of your order, then at checkout you use the promo code...
Apropos.
But mathematically it's apropos.
Mm.
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 Yeah.
And that will take 10% off of your order. Again, your coffee, your swag, your drinkware, your wonderful True Stone purchases will arrive at your door. The coffee will be freshly roasted with your name stamped right the hell on it.
Excellent.
Yes.
Yep, James.
Fresh roast. Cool.
James, you passed the quiz. You're allowed to stay on the podcast.
Yes.
Wait.
Sucker.
Damn it.
All right.
Yeah.
Oh. But do you know what 10 divided by 2 is?
I'm loving watching James try to puzzle this out. You just passed just, the math.
I'm bringing the seventh with me in a cup. Is it five?
It is. And you know what? Instead of the slow ass five
really
that
slowly.
He got to,
yeah.
Instead of that slow five that James got to, we're going to have a fast five.
Fast five!
Yes, that's right. For those that do not know, Fast Five is you, the dear listener, send us two emails. The first one contains nothing but five choices. We have to decide which ones we want. And it is only after we decide that we open up the second email and find out what everything meant.
Ooh.
Today's Fast Five comes to us from... Mav!
Mav!
Yay, Mav!
Woo. I know, right?
I didn't even have to pester him or nothing this time.
Peer pressured the shit out of him.
Oh, but he doesn't succumb to peer pressure.
We're never getting another one from
him. Oh, shit.
No, probably not.
Thanks,
yeah,
Elsa.
You've killed the golden goose.
Mav writes.
Delicious goose.
Mav writes, hell. Oh.
Elsa got lost there for a moment. Where did you go right now?
Narnia. Mav writes, hello, beautiful people. Aww. And James, of course.
Aww.
Well, here we go again. Just another dose of random Mavisms for you to discuss. Like how to park your car. Too funny. Like last time, no theme, no solid direction. Just a handful of random thoughts that pass through my mind. Much like the list of things my wife asked me to get done today.
I get it.
In one Mav and out the other.
Indeed. Before we get started, I feel...
only one Mav.
Before we get started, I feel it necessary to address what I personally feel is one of the most important topics of the year. I understand there is a lack of scotch at Salsa's place. This simply will not do, and my heart goes out to all of you, and again, James, of course.
Yeah.
My hope is this scotch shortage will be remedied very soon, and life will return to normal.
Yay!
If not, I may have to declare a national emergency and find a way to fill the reserves myself. I feel like we may be approaching emergency status here.
I mean...
No.
apparently you can just declare an emergency whenever the fuck you feel
it's
like
true.
It. So
Mav, I feel like emergency status is swiftly being approached.
Yes, yeah.
That being said, feet are up, phone is off the hook. Let's begin.
All right.
Excellent.
Question number one.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Wood or ball?
I'm eating a muffin.
The best part about this extremely lowbrow joke is the dim chuckle that you add to it. It's so fucking good. All right. Okay.
Would you rather have hardwood or play hardball?
I mean, first one and then the other.
Wood or ball?
Do you prefer to in baseball? Do you prefer to catch and throw, or do you prefer to be at bat? And I did play softball in junior high, poorly, but I could not catch, and I could not throw, but I could bat like a motherfucker.
Mm.
I was the one where I would go up to plate, and the pitcher would just walk me.
Oh.
I'm like, but I want to hit the mall. Side story. When I was in softball, the coach was like, okay, so really, you know, we talk about the pop-ups and everything, and, you know, like, hitting a grand slam. But really, where you should be focused on driving it is right at the pitcher.
Hmm.
That's where the ball should be going. So, if anybody's up to bat, and they hit the ball, the ball hits the pitcher, taking him out for dinner.
Yeah. Oh,
and of
no.
course, somebody was like, what if they go to the hospital? Well, then I'll take the whole team out for dinner. Ha, 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 ha. I didn't send anybody to the hospital. But I did.
Man.
And I'm pretty sure I injured that poor pitcher,
oh,
too.
No.
I felt bad. Just a little bit. But it was like right in the stomach.
You were instructed to...
It was right in the stomach.
My spleen.
So, yeah.
Fair enough. You
so I'm gonna say
instructed.
Wood. Wood.
Gonna go ball.
Wood.
I'm a juggler.
It might be like a. Are you usually drafted to play dodgeball, or are you usually riding the bench? And I was
riding.
I was usually not a first choice for dodgeball.
Yeah.
I'm sure that will be an enormous surprise to all of you.
I was a bench warmer.
Yep. So I'm gonna say wood. I'm gonna say bench warmer.
All right.
Yeah, I'm gonna stick with ball just because.
Yep. I'm gonna say wood because wood.
All right, question number two.
That right there.
Question number two: black and white or color? Well, you all know what I'm going to choose. I'm gonna go black and white because
Wizard of Oz. No, I'm going to say color.
Por que no los Oz? I'm going to say... I'm going to say black and white. Because I first played Zork on a monochrome monitor. And that was my first video game.
Yeah.
Well, I guess my first electronic game. It's not a fucking
Fair
video
enough.
Game.
Yeah. Question number three. Scum or disease?
Scum. I get more grossed out by gross scrubby stuff than I do by somebody being sick.
Yeah, I was riding the bus recently, and somebody was, like, hacking up a lung, which was sad, but kind of okay. And I was going to offer them a cough drop until I saw them, slowly roll the stuff that they had coughed in their mouth and spit it onto the bus floor.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Trying to eat a muffin here, James.
I'm sorry, muffin. Muffin. I feel bad for the muffin. Didn't mean to interrupt. Fucking elbow deep in that. All right, so
she was face deep in that. Are you kidding? Yeah. There's no elbows involved there.
Face deep up to the elbows. The
wow,
yeah,
that's not how you do born again.
I've seen it in films. That was the point where it became not just like weird or like. Kind of, sad and difficult, but, like...
Gross?
Real fucking gross. So, that. I'm gonna go with scum.
Yeah, right.
Blah.
Agreed.
I think I gotta stick with scum as well.
Eh.
All right. Question four.
Mm-hmm.
James.
Oh, shit.
Or a black lab.
Black labs are pretty good.
I feel like you can more easily train a black lab.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Which one is more loyal?
Probably a black lab.
I don't know, man. That one's kind of a toss-up.
Huh.
Which one is more likely to hump your leg?
Okay, that's probably me. It's
probably a James.
Yeah.
It's probably James. I'm going to say James.
I'm going to say a black lab. Because we're both excited to see everybody, but everyone's excited to see a black lab.
Oh.
I think I gotta go with black lab on this one.
Yeah.
Mm. Question number five. Good conversation.
Okay.
Or good friend?
Hmm.
A poor Kano lost dog.
I know, right?
Aw. Yeah, that's there's no, I want both. And I can't prioritize that.
I think I'm gonna go good conversation actually.
Hmm.
I think I'm gonna go. I'm gonna go good friend.
Hmm.
James.
I'm going to say...
Stop giving me those puppy dog eyes.
God damn it.
Those black lab eyes.
I'm going to say good friends. A lot of the things that I value most about my friendships are often unspoken things or, experiences that we share... that we have to come up with language for, that we have to describe later, but that, it's usually like a moment. It's a feeling or an experience and not a conversation. Sometimes it's a conversation, but more often it's, sitting around the fire at Dragon's Den, or it's watching Boothies chase each other to the fucking jousting track or something. Yeah.
I'm so much of a social butterfly that I'm happy to have a good conversation with anyone.
Ah, yes. I fucking hate people, yeah. Sterling, yep. The social butterfly.
Mm-hmm. I flit away from people because fuck
social,
people.
I think you're more like a social moth.
That is actually absolutely that is completely very correct. Accurate. I will flit to what other burning conversation flame is burning brightly, and then I'm off. Into the night.
Yeah.
Or dead.
Like Zorro.
Or dead.
Well, if that conversation's made of electricity, then yes.
Mm-hmm.
No. <yourself.
laughs> All right. So you're going with friends?
Yeah.
Okay. Opening up the second email, and we have wood or ball.
Okay.
When writing for your own reasons, not your job, do you prefer using a wood pencil or a ballpoint pen?
That's clever as fuck.
That was good. Is. Yeah, I'm going ball.
It's pen.
Definitely
pen.
Ball.
Yeah.
Yep.
Very good. Question number two, black and white or color. What was the first television you remember your family owning? Black and white or color?
Black and white.
Color.
As a matter of fact, I remember watching one of the World Series. Oh, there's an addendum to that, isn't there?
That reminds me, my computer is running really low on black text, and red is the only color I have in abundance. Someone may have to read Salsa these.
Shit. Yeah, no. My family watched the World Series on a black and white television because we just didn't have a color television until my dad's aunt gave us one.
I know we had one,
yeah.
But the first one I remember was color.
Huh.
Yeah, I think the first one I remember was color. At like our house, but I didn't really watch TV a lot, so like,
sure,
it's quite possible we had a black and white, and then I just don't remember it.
Jenna watched records when she was little.
Did I played with sticks outside?
Oh, sticks are fun.
I know, right?
So good.
I do, however,
I had the DLC sticks and mud.
I remember my grandma had one of those tiny like 10-inch TVs in the kitchen, like the little portable TV type thing.
Yeah.
And that was black and white, and I was absolutely fascinated with that.
Yeah.
I thought it was the coolest thing ever, and she's like, this is... Okay, sweetie. Like, calm down.
So is the question, which is the first one you remember, or the first one that you owned?
The first television you remember your family owning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I would have to go color.
Yeah.
Okay. Question number 3, scum or disease? You found a magic lamp and decide to rub it. Among other things, James, you sinner.
Look, this is a sexy lamp. I can't.
However,
God damn it.
This genie is a little different. Instead of giving you 3 wishes, he gives you 2 options. Oh, you sexist asshole. Why is the genie got to be a he, Mav? Instead of giving you 3 wishes, he gives you 2 options. Exactly. Anyway. Get rid of all the scum in the world and make it a better place for everyone, or end all diseases and make the world a healthier place. Which do you choose?
So scum is in, like, people?
That's what I'm reading.
I would assume they'd be lumped in.
Which is why I have to go with disease.
I would have to go with disease, too.
I'm also going to go with disease because I think that disorders of the mind would, or like neuroatypical stuff, would probably count.
I think maybe I'm reading into this too much, but by scum, he means...
I'm saying disease.
Oh.
Yeah.
No, here's the reason I'm going disease is because I have a hard problem with the word scum.
Okay.
Because a lot of what people would call scum, a lot of times are just people who have gotten themselves in a bad place.
Yeah.
Unless by scum we're talking about things like white supremacists and, you know, extreme, you know, extremists in that sort of, like, poisonous. But even then, I feel like
ignorance a disease?
Exactly. Like, I feel like even then, that's something that could be treated.
Right.
Yeah.
Or changed or whatever. Mm-hmm. I have, honestly, I have a harder time with just the word scum because it's subjective.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's straight up, like, a disease is a disease.
Mm.
And there are certain things that could be lumped in as diseases or not, but, like, if we're talking just a disease, like, yeah.
Have you both heard that, you're both familiar with Plague Inc., right? It's the opposite of the board game where you're trying to cure the diseases.
It's not... Pandemic?
Oh no!
It's the opposite of pandemic. It's you. You are playing as the disease, and you are trying to develop and create new vectors and everything like that, so that you can overwhelm the planet.
So you're You're trying to outsmart the Vaxxers.
Well, so they just recently found an online petition and accepted the online petition, the creators of Plague Inc., to add anti-vaxxers as a buff to you God. As the disease.
Ah. Oh my God, yes.
Yeah, all right, so there's that. I didn't know if you'd heard about it, but it's that's fucking great.
Yep.
Yeah.
I feel like even the worst so-called scum is redeemable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But disease is just... disease is not something that you can logic or argue away.
Yeah.
It's just a thing, and I think getting
disease
rid of it...
is quantifiable.
Yeah.
Plus, I think...
Scum is too subjective.
I watched somebody walk next to the bus stop and grab the trash bins that were on the street corner and throw them into traffic. Because they could, and then they crossed the street on a red and were just, like, swearing at everybody. And as much as I'm like, that person is real fucked up, and I'm kind of, like, my first reaction was like, fuck you. But then thinking about it, I was like, that person probably has haunted by something.
Yeah.
And... So I think a lot of the people that we might think are scummy or might think poorly of, those people probably have a disease or something that curing disease might help.
I think we start to get into the difficult part with when you start talking physical disease, yes, but when you start talking about mental disease.
Yeah.
Because there are people out there who think things like homosexuality or transgenderism is a disease. And that's when we start getting into that subjective area. I think it's pretty obvious where we land.
Yeah.
But other people could argue the opposite. And that's... Ugh. So we are starting to get into a subjective area there.
Yeah.
I'm taking this question as our interpretation of it. And so I'm comfortable saying disease.
I'm going to go by the current professional definition created by... what is it? The ADM? Something like that? Which does not classify being someone who is transgender or gay or what have you.
Certainly.
As being a disease. So I... And I have a lot of friends with, like, powerful fucking anxiety, and I wish that there was something I could do to help.
Certainly.
Oh, I would love to not have anxiety anymore. Oh, my God. Or PTSD, or cyclothymia.
So, like, that's...
Yeah.
That's one of the reasons that I would...
Although, you guys...
Want that.
If I didn't have anxiety...
Mm-hmm.
Do you know how much more I'd be taking over the world right
Jesus
now?
Jesus Christ.
But
anxiety is what is saving us all.
You'd be conquering the world like you did that muffin a moment ago.
Yeah. Slowly, gently, lovingly.
I mean, you're selling it. It's,
So, yeah, I think we're all in agreement that disease is the way to go on that one. Question number four.
Yes.
James or Black Lab?
Fuck. Does it include the phrase well-intentioned?
Nope.
Okay. Fuck.
What is likely to make more of a mess when it gets wet?
Huh.
James or a black lab?
Well, I mean, a lab's just going to get water places. God knows how that happened to me and what's happening.
I'm going to have another drink.
I feel that's wise.
I think I gotta go with Black Lab.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Because you would initially make a bigger mess, but then you would feel so guilty about it that you would do the laundry afterwards.
Well, that's true. Okay. All right. Yeah, fair enough. All right.
All right.
Yeah, you've done enough of my dishes. I'm going to go with the black lab.
Yeah.
All right.
Like, there's a balance, anyway.
All right. What we have established is James is not a gremlin.
No.
Yeah.
Question number five. Mm-hmm. Good conversation or good friend? Which do you prefer? A boring conversation with a really good friend? Or a really good conversation with a boring friend?
Wow. How good of a friend are we talking? I'm going to go boring conversation with a good friend.
Yeah. Yeah, I
mean,
agree.
I do that every week on Tuesday night, so, you know, yeah.
Story checks out.
Yeah.
Salsa, I think she means one of us is a good friend.
Yeah, but I'm not going to tell you who.
I'm not sure which one.
I think the two of us put together equal
one. Oh, yeah. No, that could
be. I was talking to the muffins.
Yeah, you were.
Yeah.
Yeah. Speaking of ASMR.
I think I need
romancing that muffin. Yeah.
That was not romance. That was straight up. That was straight up carnal.
That was.
Yeah. I am switching my answer to boring conversation with a really good friend.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Because I don't have boring friends, y'all.
I have friends who call, and when they call, they want to talk for 2 hours, and there's no.
Drive a fucking ice pick in my head.
There's no stopping them. Like, as long-winded as I am, I'm like, all right, I got shit to do. Mm-hmm. I gotta go. All right, bye. And no matter how fascinating that conversation is, it's too much.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to pick boring conversation with a good friend.
All right.
Yeah.
We wrap this up by saying Jenna had a request that I keep picking on Salsa from time to time. As if you needed the request.
Right.
I also request this.
Again, as if he needed the request.
People, let Mav know that I also request this.
As always.
Mav, if you could let Mav know that James is also requesting this.
Yes, please. Do.
Again, he doesn't need the help.
Yeah, but I'm a helpful sort.
As always.
Yeah. Yeah.
As always, I am very happy to help in any way I can and will do my best not to let you down.
Aww.
Aww.
I will be keeping a close ear out for the Scotch resolution. I think we are reaching emergency status here.
Dun, dun, dun.
Until next time, keep the glasses full and the bladders empty. Just be very clear on how both of those are happening.
Huh.
Mav.
Man, now I need to pee.
Life hack.
Well,
infinite beer.
Yeah.
Let's wrap this up then and let you do that.
Yeah.
First of all, by saying, who has a shout out?
I'm going to have possibly the same shout out that I'm going to have for the next couple of episodes. This one specifically is a shout out for all of the people that come to perform for Die Laughing. And I don't mean Fearless, although I love how much Fearless gets involved, but I mean those that don't have a fucking stake in the game. Like, they're just like, yeah, sure, I'll come perform for your comedy thing. They're not getting paid. They're volunteering their time. They're getting paid in exposure, which means I don't even say that because that is awful and great. But they're willing to come in, donate their time, to help us be able to raise funds for more comedy to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And that to me is just overwhelmingly amazing. It takes, I think we have 62 acts this year, 62, somewhere in there.
Mm-hmm.
And of that, like probably somewhere between 15 to 20 of them are not Fearless affiliate. They're not Fearless. There are no Fearless people.
That's amazing.
Involved. Or it's, you know, a pre-established thing like Encyclopedia Show. But like Piz Poor, Southern Puff.
Yeah.
There's one I can't actually pronounce. there's Josh Knight is going to be performing.
Yeah.
I'm so fucking
pumped. Every
Super
year he shows up and he's always fantastic.
Yeah. Mm. And we have so many more that I can't even brain right now because But yeah, just people come in and they do. Oh, Fantastic Voyage.
I was just about to say Fantastic Voyage.
And it just it's so overwhelmingly so much to me that these people will come in and donate their time and help us produce the longest comedy variety show in the world. And it's just amazing to me. So shout out to you guys.
Yeah.
Yay.
You got something, James?
Yep.
Okay.
Shout out to Justin Link. I don't know if the $500 is gonna get raised, but we are close.
Oh, it'll get raised.
Fuck.
Sucker.
We're like dangerously close to this being a thing that happens. And the money that's being raised is not... somebody had a comment on one of my posts about it. The money is not being raised for the hair dyeing. It is being raised 100% for the Fearless charity as part of the Die Laughing extravaganza. That money goes there. The money that is going to be used for the dying process and everything there, that's all voluntary. That's all donated separately. That's Justin Link, who is an extraordinarily talented hairstylist and like professional coiffeur.
Does my hair.
Does fucking fantastic work.
Yep.
And has elected to give us the hair color for nothing. Just because he's a spectacular human being. And I am extraordinarily grateful.
He's good people.
Yeah, so, he is.
Yeah.
I like that guy.
I am giving my shout out to the Minnesota Whitecaps.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For being the fucking champions. And I know I belabor this point a lot, but we have a professional sports team who just won the championship. And I belabor this point because I personally think it's a travesty that because it's a women's sports team, they don't get the time of day half the time. It sucks. And like my wife and I were talking about this while I was watching the final, cause she like, it was being live streamed.
Yeah.
And so I had it like my computer hooked up with an HDMI cable up to my TVs cause I was watching it. And she's like, they're playing in the Wilds practice arena.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it looks like a practice arena, you know, and it seats like 1400 compared to the 18,000 of the Wild. And they have sold out every game. But that is where they've been put.
Yeah.
And these women have day jobs.
Yeah.
Because even though they are professional athletes, they are not getting paid enough to live on that. And that is fucking awful. And it pisses me off so much. And there is the whole capitalist argument of, well, if more people washed it, they'd have more money in them. And it's like, I get that. But it's the self, like, downward spiral. Because... Mm-hmm.
Self-perpetuating. They're not advertising it.
They don't advertise it as much, so people don't show up to the games because they can't fit as many people in the games. So you're capped. They have sold out every single game.
Yeah.
Every single game of their inaugural season. They don't
know how many people want to watch.
They have sold out every single game.
Yeah.
But that is the cap.
Yeah.
Because they can't sell more tickets because they can't.
Yeah.
And so this is the maximum number they can raise.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, even if they played at, like, the University of Minnesota Stadium, they would have more seats.
Yeah.
And it just, it irritates and frustrates me that in our culture, you know, even, like, the Minnesota Lynx, the professional women's basketball team, when they were winning championships, like, they still, same thing, not getting paid
you
the same.
You don't even hear about it when you're watching sports TV.
Mm-hmm. And I have friends that are rabid fans of theirs and go to all of the games. And I, yes, do that. But again, it's just not the men's team, you know, blah, blah, blah. And that frustrates me, which is why and I apologize if I talk about them all the fucking time, but that's why I do it. Because right. I want them to succeed, and I want them to get the recognition they deserve. So, that's me climbing off of my soapbox a little bit. Hmm. But that's my shout-out. Fucking champions.
Fucking awesome.
Yeah.
I completely forgot to say this before we went into this, but I'm going to backtrack a little bit. If you would like to send in a Fast Five, please send two emails to salsa@awnpodcast. Obviously, the first one is nothing but the five choices, and the second one, repeat the choices.
And thanks to Mav.
And then, absolutely thanks to Mav. This was our last one. So we need more.
Yeah.
We need more. All of you, if all of our listeners take 10 minutes to write one Fast Five, we will have three more, and that will be amazing.
I'm glad you said it.
That was one more than I was thinking.
But we know you can do it. I challenge right now each and every one of our listeners to write one Fast Five and send it to us. I challenge you to do that.
Plus, we're just real interested to know what you think.
Absolutely. Yeah. Because clearly you don't need to belabor this. You just you can knock just one of these out in no time. But I would love for you to get involved in this. Not because we need more Fast Fives, but because we love you.
Yeah.
The fact that you take your time out of your schedule, your commute, whatever, to listen to us instead of the radio or, a better podcast.
There are
really,
so
really
many.
Means a lot to us, and we want to hear from you. We want to connect with you on that, and Fast Five is a fantastic way to connect with us.
Mm-hmm.
So please take the time to write those Fast Fives.
Yeah.
I
have a show this Friday.
Oh,
yeah. Oh my God, it's gonna be so good.
Vilification Tennis. Dun dun dun. What? Hard Boiled Dick.
Dun dun dun.
The noir show.
The noir.
Wow.
Wow.
I'm well fucking excited. And it turns out that I might be on a team with somebody super fucking cool.
Jenna's daughter?
Yes.
I mean, Jenna's daughter is super fucking cool.
Yeah.
Just saying.
So, there's that.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
I mean, also, no, you don't have to worry about her kicking your ass at Phil.
It's the only way I found that that can happen.
Yes.
Yeah.
Before my retirement, I myself found myself on the receiving end of such an ass kicking from Jenna's daughter. And holy fucking shit, guys.
She's real good.
She's real good.
I'm
real good.
I have been preparing for this show for a while. I'm excited. Awesome. Yeah, so Bryant Lake Bowl, get your tickets early. They're cheaper, if nothing else.
Mm-hmm.
It's cheaper to buy them online.
Yeah.
And, I'll see you there.
All right. Ooh. Any other shows?
Not a show, but I did want to say we're a little late. I wasn't on last week, but happy birthday to the Mud Puddle.
Yes. Yes. Isn't it?
Yeah.
Yep.
Also, belated happy birthday to someone else very important to the podcast. Someone related to you by marriage? Salsa?
No.
Somebody.
If by belated you mean like 9 months, then yes.
No.
No. No. He's talking about somebody who regularly leaves things at our bar.
Oh. Yes.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. Good. Yeah.
Yes.
So.
Yes.
Yeah. Happy birthday to your mother-in-law as well. Yeah.
Yes.
Which is on St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah.
She loves it because on her birthday she gets to go to the pub and listen to Irish music.
That's fucking fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I suppose Petal's birthday was within the past week, I think. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah.
It has been an absolute treat to watch Mud Puddle go from a glimmer in their eyes
to daycare
to just the person they are becoming.
There's a picture of Puddle like looking at books and I'm just like, how
shit.
What?
Yeah, no, it is an absolute treat
three.
To live vicariously through other people. I do not have any shows between now and Die Laughing, but clearly we all have a lot for Die Laughing.
Yeah.
I don't know if we even want to touch in on that more or less.
Not necessarily more than I already have.
All right.
For me, anyway.
Should we do just a really brief, like, what shows we're in or when we'll be doing stuff?
I am for sure involved with two shows. White Male Privileged Dancers at 3 a.m. on Saturday, and Apropos of Nothing podcast at 2:35. I don't remember when we're on, but really bloody ass early in the morning on Sunday. So
2:30 a.m.
Yep. However, I will be
and High Five Guys. Kind of. Which will be immediately after Apropos of Nothing. So just,
right. Yeah. Just, you know, around there-ish for a while. But I will be hosting Die Laughing, the MC work with my brilliant daughter from the beginning. So Friday at 7 until like 2 in the morning, I think. Somewhere in there. So, yeah.
Opening shift.
Yeah, opening shift.
James?
On Friday night, I have Comedy Fight at 11 p.m.
Mm. I forgot. I am involved with another one. Encyclopedia Show.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So I'm also doing that one, and that is Friday evening.
At 9.
9? Cool.
Yes. So Comedy Fight... Oh, pardon me. Comedy Fight is from 10 to 11, so it is immediately following your show.
That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, just watch me on Friday night. It'll be great.
At 3 in the morning on Saturday, White Male Privilege Dancing. You may know somebody in that.
I might know a few people.
Immediately following that, ASMR Comedy Hour between 4 and 5. From 11:30 to 12 is Table for One with Alex Lover. I will be assisting the enormously talented and hilarious host. Immediately following that, G Loves Live Action Music Videos. I'm part of a team that will be presenting one of my favorite music videos. at 11 p.m. that evening, Vilification Tennis at Die Laughing.
Am I doing that? I think I'm doing that.
You might be.
I don't remember.
It would be good to know, yeah.
My brain's gone, so yeah, I think I might be doing that too.
I guess there's some kind of a podcast thing. That's happening at 2:30 Sunday morning. Yeah, until 5:30. What the fuck?
Yeah.
All right, okay.
Yep.
At least there will be booze.
Be careful what you wish for, James.
At 5 p.m. Sunday, Fearless Lab. I will also be participating in Fearless Lab. And I will also have a hosting shift that takes place Saturday between 6 a.m. and 10 a.m., where you can watch the special challenge that we have arranged where violence will be enacted against me.
I'm in.
Projectile violence.
All right.
I usually hear projectile followed
by
something
I see your violence and raise you.
Oh, my God.
I am going to be obviously part of White Male Privilege Dance at 3 a.m. on Saturday. What's it?
Soccer.
Yeah.
I will also be doing improv with Bree. We are Whiskey in a Wine Glass.
Yay!
We will be 6:30 a.m. on Saturday. And then on Sunday, obviously, Apropos of Nothing, High Five Guys crossover from 2:30 until 5:30. Fuck me. And then I will be hosting again with Bree from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Sunday. We also have violence in our host shift. Ours involves actual fucking violence.
Yours involves blood.
Yep. Serious sideshow shit.
Yeah.
Like, not joking around sideshow shit, but serious goddamn sideshow is going to happen.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Because that's the way I roll.
Yeah, you have to sterilize some things.
Yep.
All right.
So, yeah. Our Die Laughing
schedule. Will not be violence in my hosting shift because I'm doing it with my daughter, and that's not funny.
Fair enough. thank you so very much for listening to this episode.
Unless somebody gets you a muffin.
Yep. Thank you. to everyone who listened. Thank you to Matt for sending in the Fast Five. Again, get those Fast Fives in. And then
otherwise, we have to come up with them, and that's sad.
Indeed. Mm. And we should see who has a Fast Five that they can get to us for Die Last.
Oh, shit. Ooh. Watch that shit unfold.
Okay,
live.
You know what? The first one that comes to us labeled Die Laughing.
Fuck.
First one.
Do it.
First one. That's
first
one we do.
First one with the subject line.
Yep.
Die Laughing.
Yep. All right.
Yeah.
We'll find out who it is. And other than that, thank you on behalf of all of us, James, myself, and Jenna, whose podcast it is. Yes. Thank you so very much for listening.
Yay.
Eat the fucking a cake.
I love you. Bye. Bye. Bye.
Take it away, salsa.
Cha.
Cha, 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 cha.
Verbal Jazz Fingers.
Verbal Jazz Fingers is the name of my new Led Zeppelin cover band.